Parts and Body Extract.
Show we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Benny Martinez joins us tonight. I won't hold it against him that he's a Cowboy fan. Benny, I can't help but get that dig in every time I talk to you.
Every time I call you, it's the same gig, man. Always railing me because I'm a Cowboys fan.
I know.
You live in Dallas once, too. You know you have a soft spot for my boys as well.
All right, maybe a little bit of a soft spot. I'll confess to that. There's nothing soft about all this conversation about gas prices. And you were on the Hill today, and you said that dominated the conversation. What happened in maybe a couple of different committees?
Sure. Well, we had some House Democrats come out earlier today and trying to introduce some new proposals on how to rein in these rising gas prices. And I'm not sure if most Americans know, but they've been rising consistently for 22 days straight, and have doubled since the president took office. So what a number of House Democrats are saying is, they're suggesting that we tap into this strategic petroleum reserve that essentially will bump up and boost the supply of crude oil that we have in the United States. And, it's like a supply and demand concept, okay? It's a simple economics. The more supply you have, the lower prices will be. And that's kind of the mentality they're coming from. On the other hand, in the Senate side, we have Senate Republicans who believe in the same notion that the supply is too low, and if we increase supply, gas prices will drop. But they have a different plan to do so. What they want to do is open up offshore drilling all across the country, including places that the president has already banned offshore drilling. So, Republicans want to, lower gas prices by drilling in our own, off our own shores, while Democrats are looking to tap into that petroleum reserve to offset the cost of gasoline. So it's been kind of hectic on the Hill, opposing ideas, opposing situations. But all in all, it seems as though something's got to get done before gas prices, reach $5 and $6 a gallon, which in some places in the country it has reached that.
Oh, yeah, it has. I mean, there's at least 5 states where they're claiming that in some of the bigger cities, especially in California and Los Angeles and San Francisco, and even in Chicago, Benny, it's just gotten crazy. You know, what's interesting is the conversation that I've had on the air, and I'm sure you've kicked this around in Washington, because as you said, this is now dominating, what everybody's whining about. And, of course, because we're commuting 40 minutes each way, the average American, I think if gas prices were to go crazy and get up to 6 or 7, that's when Obama would struggle in this presidential race.
Absolutely. And it seems as though that's kind of like the topic of choice for Republicans. You know, they were trying to bash the Obama administration on the economy because the economy was suffering so much. But in the past couple of months, we've seen the economy actually improve. Unemployment rates dropped down to 8.3%. Where the number of people filing for insurance benefits has dropped in the past couple of months. So the economy is improving, and there are signs to show that. So I think what Republicans have chosen to do is kind of turn the switch a little bit and say, well, we know gas prices are still high despite the improvements in the economy. Americans across the country, whether or not they're putting gas, they see the signs at the gas stations, and they see how high gas prices are. So they're trying to make that more of a public issue and kind of press Democrats on trying to resolve that issue in the administration. And so far, the solution has been increased supply of oil, whether it comes from the strategic reserve or from our own offshore drilling.
Yeah. The segging from gas prices, and as you said, the Republicans really pouncing on this. Also, the Republicans who want to be president are pouncing on this as well. But the big story has to be what happened in Michigan and the fact that those delegates ended up, as a late-breaking story, ended up being split between Romney and Santorum. There had to be react to that.
That's absolutely right, Kay. And it was a very, very, very tight race yesterday. Tough for Mitt Romney in Michigan. He did very well in Arizona, won as expected by, I believe, 20 percentage points, which is a great win for him. But in Michigan, his home state, was a very, very close race. 3 percentage points, separated by 32,000 votes, roughly. And it seemed as though he was going to walk away with all of the delegates. But late this afternoon, it was decided that he and Rick Santorum would split the 30 delegates offered by Michigan, so they would split it 15 delegates apiece. So it's a pretty interesting revelation, considering Romney was touting yesterday, you know, a win's a win regardless of the margin. And Kate, you and I both know that in sports you can win by 1 point in the final 0.1 seconds, and that's still a victory. But apparently in presidential politics, it only counts as half a victory.
Yeah, absolutely. Benny Martinez, Talk Radio News, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. We're going to talk more about what Benny and I were kicking around, pain at the pump, and is the advantage to the Republicans or the Democrats? It's a numbers game. If the number rises at the pump, the advantage slides to the Republicans. If it goes down and it's comfortably back under 4, the advantage goes back to the Democrats. Plain and simply, that's how I see it if we look at it from a political perspective. What really drives the price of oil, though? We're going to talk about the negative news or the speculation and get deeper into that. That's coming up a little bit later in the hour. Big news when it comes to Mother Nature rearing her ugly head again. Tennessee, Missouri, Alabama, a couple of states hit pretty hard by some wicked tornadoes, houses torn apart, 12 people dead. We'll let you hear some of the sights and sounds, so to speak, of that. You know, in all my years of doing talk shows or television, the saddest things that I've ever seen, and I've seen it 3 times, a tornado rip up a couple of streets and leave other streets totally intact. You look across the street and you see what looks to be almost matches. It looks like just shredded pieces of homes, and that's exactly what it is. It's not so much about the homes, though. In this case, there were some people that narrowly escaped with their life, so we'll give you the skinny on that. I mean, when you're talking about like the second most powerful rating for a tornado bearing down on your neighborhood, you just have to pray you have your family out of that house, I'm telling you. To strike Iran or not, that's going to be the big question, because that meeting finally is upon the president with Benjamin Netanyahu, and I guarantee the focus is exactly that. Now, in front of the cameras, what's said might be a little softer than what is said in private between our press and the Israeli prime minister, but they're going to meet next week. And we know that this has been kicked around, certainly in Israel. Israel is looking to make a strike on Iran. I don't think that's a big secret. And I don't think that's empty words from Netanyahu, who is worried as to what exactly is going on in that facility, that uranium enrichment that's supposedly being used for nuclear power that nobody believes, that it's more about nuclear warheads with Iran. And how much do you trust Ahmadinejad? Yeah, that's the question. How much do you trust him? Plus, we have a follow-up from a story that we did just the other day, and it's one that we've been kicking around a lot, the situation on cyberbullying and ultimately what could be a precedent-setting case with a Rutgers student. There's some new things that are starting to come out as that trial moves forward. Some interesting things about what the defendant is now saying, and ultimately what could come out of that trial that might last a month or so. Plus a really big story about the 7 Americans who are on trial in Egypt. In court, also in the 7. Is Ray LaHood's son, the transportation secretary's son, which is amazing that he's included in this bunch. So we're going to give you that next. And a few other things. As I said, that tornado, how bad was it? A couple of different tornadoes. That's next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 29th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1786.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1830.59, $915.30 for a half ounce, and $457.65 for a quarter ounce. That's $1830.59, $915.30, and $457.65.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
So some of the worst devastation I've ever seen, as I described, is when I worked at a place called NTV in Kearney, Nebraska, and then when I was in El Paso, Texas, both short little gigs that I had in my career, at the very beginning of my career in television news. I was out covering stories, and then tornadoes hit, and it scared me to death because I didn't grow up in Tornado Alley and didn't know much about tornadoes. Then you start to hear the rating system, the EF4, for example. I mean, that is a killer tornado. We're talking 170 miles an hour, and that's what happened. We're talking 170 mile an hour winds that smashed through Harrisburg, Illinois. Six people were killed. Then there was another smaller tornado that caused some pretty big damage in a resort city, Branson, Missouri. In fact, I had a relative that was just there maybe 2 months ago and talked about how great it was, the shows, and people come from all over to Branson. It's become a cool little hideaway, a little oasis of country music, if you will. And there, people just cringed when they saw the winds, when they saw it was happening. Nobody was killed, but a lot of damage there. Then you had, in northern Alabama, trees bent backwards. That was the description in a place called Marion County. And you had EF5 tornadoes, if you remember, in April of 2011. We talked about that a lot and had a lot of guests on. It was so devastating that people are still trying to put the pieces back together there. Probably the hardest hit, though, was Harrisburg, the one that I mentioned. The dead that I mentioned, four women, two men, And that EF4 is the second most powerful when you look at that rating scale. And I don't know how many of you have ever been through any kind of a tornado, but you know how scary it is, how instantaneous, boom, it's just right there on top of you before you know it. And it sounds kind of like a freight train. So here's what the mayor of Harrisburg, Eric Gregg, said afterwards as he was assessing the damage.
We are making sure that every man, woman, and child is accounted for. We are now in a search and recovery mode. We will rebuild this city. We will make this city stronger. This will not stop us. It will make us stronger.
I mean, that's all you can do. Words of hope. But you have tractor trailers that are laying on their sides, houses tumbled, and people that were killed. Then you had people that were injured. They're talking about maybe 100 people were injured in houses when they're trying to assess the damage. And it's going to take some time, but maybe somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 homes. If you've ever been in any kind of a natural disaster like that, call the show. I want to hear your story, 800-259-5791. There were some other reports. I mentioned there were other states that were hit by high winds and tornadoes, too, where, for example, there was a tornado near a place called Cassville, Missouri. One person was killed there. They were thrown out of their, just completely thrown out of their mobile home. And there, the rating would be EF2, smashing miles of a commercial strip. People were hurt. There were a lot of injuries. And whether it was cuts and bruises or a little bit more serious than that, you had jammed emergency rooms. So here's two other people describing what it's like to be in the middle of this.
Anyone caught inside our perimeter or doing any looting or junking, which is taking the aluminum from the buildings and things, that is caught doing that will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
We have no missing people telling us their names or anything. We're confident that we have covered it, but we are still looking for people.
Total devastation. I've not ever seen anything like it. I'm just glad that it happened at night and, you know, and no one was at work. This would be horrible for people to be in this.
Yeah, so in some places it was hit or miss, and other places they were right in the eye of that of those storms. And I think that it's going to be days. Even in Kentucky, there were parts of Kentucky that were hit by a couple of tornadoes as well. So it's going to be a massive cleanup in the southeast and a little bit further down in the south. I mentioned at the top gas prices. Here in America Tonight, we say it's about the buzz in your backyard. That's what we love about talking in the wee hours, because we know this is a thriving, alive audience, third shifters. There might be 40 million of you around doing various things. And even if you have one eye open, you care about what you're paying for fuel. And that is definitely now. Every time the price rises, it becomes political. Not that it's not, but it becomes that much more political. And I said, and I believe this truly in the beginning of the show, for the Democrats, if it's below $4, it's better. If it's higher, and you're talking $5, $6, forget about it. It'll be a very tough road to the White House, even for President Obama, who has a lot of people lined up and ready to pull the lever again for him, or touch the screen, if you will, because the gas prices are the one thing. It's that politics are local deal. When you open your wallet and you ask yourself what's in your wallet, ultimately that's where the squeeze comes in and where all the conversation comes in. So there's a congressman from Massachusetts. His name's Ed Markey, and he's been talking about the price of gasoline and saying that, you know what, all this nonsense about fossil fuels and how come we're not drilling here and what about the Keystone Pipeline and all that stuff, okay, fine. But you know what? It's about the manipulation. It's about what's happening with the greed, with the oil speculators. That's whose fault it is. That's where this lies. That's part of the problem, driving up the price of crude, driving up the barrel. So I say, if you want to see where the prices go, really, do you look at the barrel, what we're paying, $106.110 for crude on the New York Mercantile Exchange, whatever it is, because it's been fluctuating from day to day, as it always is. that's part of it. Part of it is the speculating where you see that needle move when you pull into the pumps. But it still is the issue of energy. And it still is a personal thing. Whether you believe that we need to drill or open up the taps offshore or just look beneath our feet or pursue those alternatives much more aggressively than we have been in the past, what truly is the answer to the riddle that is the same question that we ask ourselves over and over and over and over again? 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net, or of course through the magic of chat, you can chat us up right there. If you go to the website, you'll see I'm waving. I'm broadcasting from New Jersey, my childhood home, hanging out here for a couple of weeks. And we have some people that have said a couple of things, including Jack from Down Under, who is very, very active. He's got a lot of opinions, Jack. And he says gas prices, that's the current topic. He's telling people in the chat that that's what everybody wants to talk about. And as he was talking about yesterday, you know, here's the thing. You've got to ask yourself, it's like I say all the time, when you look in the mirror, you have to ask yourself, what do you want to be? How are you going to pursue your life? How are you going to be able to get to your job? What is it that we can't get enough of in this country? And the answer is everything is fueled by coal. We look at electricity. We look at the amount of gasoline that we use, if you look at the barrels that we use. And so you either open up the tap, you figure out other alternatives. It's quite simply that. You have to make that decision. And the decision now has been to not do that, to not jump on the Keystone pipeline, to not, especially after the disaster in the Gulf, to shut off the idea of putting up more platforms and to go after the oil, for example, off Florida, where they really want a moratorium on that. Floridians are fighting tooth and nail to make sure that that does not happen. Highlight says, why do we have to drill offshore? Stay on land. It's safer. The answer is there's not a lot of drilling going on land because of the permit process, because of the argument over what's safe and what's not, because of the environmental push and pull of it. And when we say pain at the pump, it depends on where you live. 623 is what Jack says he's paying, but it's going to jump to $7 for the weekend because they gouge in Australia. Oops. How much is too much? Hang with us. We're checking the mail on the flip side.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Wake up, America, and beyond the borders. Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on America Tonight. Kind of throwing out a couple of different things. The pain at the pump's not going away. The blame game continues, and it's really heating up. A lot of you hot over the price of gas, and you've sent me some interesting emails about it. We're going to get to that in a second when we run down to the mailroom. But before we do, a quick election update. How about this? Mitt Romney has won the Iowa caucuses. That's as of Wednesday night, because, you know, all that was coming in throughout February, and you're talking about casting votes in straw polls. It's also confusing, isn't it? In 22 of the state's 23 counties. So based on results that have been compiled and released, Mitt Romney's the guy who's won that. Who's winning the money game currently? Rick Santorum. How about this? $9 million in February. Boy, he's come a long way, baby. From burning up that shoe leather and that one truck being dragged around by one of the lead Republicans who liked Rick Santorum in the state of Iowa. So he went from county to county to county to county. If you remember, the Iowa caucus is kicking things off in January. And now he's starting to raise money. That's the thing. When you gain a little bit of clout and you start to either win some of the states and get some delegates, to get some momentum going. Rick Santorum has got the most momentum, has the second most momentum other than probably Mitt Romney, even though Ron Paul has a lot of supporters. And Newt Gingrich still has a lot of supporters. They're not showing up in the numbers, and it's all about those numbers. One quick other note when it comes to politics. Bob Kerry from the I'm in, I'm out department. Should I run? Should I not run? We told you about Olympia Dukakis deciding that she wasn't going to run next time around. Well, now Bob Kerry, who said that he wasn't going to run, decided he's going to run in Nebraska. Because in Nebraska, the Democrats were worried there that they were going to have to come up with some kind of a amazing candidate to throw up at the last second to stop the Republicans from gaining control of the Senate in November. And Kerry has represented Nebraska forever and a day. So now he is going to try to get the Democratic nomination for his old seat in Nebraska. Boy, Kerry's been there since I've been out of school, and I worked at NTV, the station that I mentioned, where I was introduced to how wicked tornadoes can be. All right, let's head to the mail room and let's check that mail.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
Ooh, thanks, Homer. All right, let's start with our first one. This from Tank, who says, Kate, forget about negative news and speculating and all that other nonsense. Let's flat out call it what it is. The fact that Obama refuses to address the nonsense and the noise from the environmentalists and did insanely stupid things like block the pipeline, even if it's only temporarily, says to me it is all about politics and the Democrats just don't get it. We thrive on oil. There are safe ways to produce oil, for goodness sake. We live in a country that can do all kinds of amazing things. The Gulf was a horrible accident, but now we're all paying the price. Well, here's the thing. Remember, the answer was, even Obama said, we're going to look for offshore drilling. And then ultimately, what happened with BP, and that live cam did a lot of damage. The live cam that was showing the oil that was seeping out, just being pumped out, that did some serious damage. And he's right that there are some pretty strict regulations, but here's the deal. It's about the permits, and if you don't pass the permitting process for, it doesn't matter what you're putting out there, if you're not getting the permitting process, and from the time you do that to the time you build, it takes years. It doesn't, you know, you're not throwing up one of these cheap, new fab houses. You know how the builders used to have great quality. And I'm not saying there's not good builders out there, but some of the shoddy work, because you can throw up a house so fast. You're not throwing up any of these, in offshore. You're not throwing up any of the rigs that you have in the going through the regulations. You're not getting them up in a year's time. It takes a lot longer than that, and that's part of it. It's that whole, speaking of pipelines, being stuck in the pipeline. All right, here's another one for you on the pain at the pump. Annie, listening to us in Vermont, says, man, I am sick of paying for Barack Obama not knowing what to do in the gas wars. Why do we see this gas shoot up the way it has? Talk about crimping your budget. It's a fact. We cannot ride bicycles. We can't be in the HOV lane. It's not realistic. Certainly not in my neck of the woods. We need somebody else in the White House. He has no clue what he's doing when it comes to energy. Energy, energy, energy. See, it goes back to that same thing. We talked about that. What are the alternatives? What's being produced? Why are we constantly in the same tug of war? And the answer is it's about who's pulling the strings. It is. It's about who is pulling the strings and who has the most influence. It's influence peddling. I saw something the other day about lobbyists. Now we have a whole crop of people who are leaving their jobs. Like Kerry said, he's going to run. But there are a whole crop of people who are longtime congresspeople that will dump out of their job on the Hill and promptly become a lobbyist because it's a lucrative gig, and there are people that they've dealt with from the political office that easily would love to see them on K Street and in these positions where they know who to go and talk to. And it's the number staggering. It's something like in the neighborhood of 300 possibilities. And here we go. It's the same system. That's influence peddling. That's what it is. And that this part of the reason why we get stuck in the scenarios that we do, like energy, especially. Energy is a huge sector. All right, let's move on. Just one more. This from on the energy question. This one from Bill, who says, "Hello, America. Tonight, love the show. Thumbs up. Like the discussion on energy the other night. I have to chime in with that truck driver, Jay, I think his name was, who called in and mentioned how much more he was paying for fuel and how it trickles down to everybody else. That's what you forget. It's not just about filling up your car, your truck, whatever. It's about what happens when you go to check out at the grocery store and when you go to get some clothes and slew of other things that are affected by the gasoline prices." Touche. That's true. It's not about that. You could draw a chart. You know, everybody likes to see those, likes to see graphics. And if we had a, pretend we have an imaginary graphic, put a truck in the middle of it, and maybe we just put a circle around it, and the spokes like a spokes for a wheel, and the grocery store would be number one, then you could go to other marketplaces as well and look at what how much things would be marked up to deliver those goods. And it's significant because of what they're paying for fuel. That cost is passed on, and that's why it produce especially, I see it. A head of lettuce, I kid you not, can run anywhere from 75 cents to almost $2. Where I live, $2 for a head of lettuce. Is that not crazy? Time to start your own garden. You know, we talk, you hear on America Tonight, you'll hear those spots, survival gardens. Time to start planting, learn how to plant. And seriously, a lot of people are doing that because they'll pluck their own vegetables out for the prices that you might end up paying. Let's move on to a couple of other emails that we received that didn't have anything to do with energy, but a couple of other things. Here's one from Amy who says, "Boy, I'm scared to death what's going to happen in Iran. Do you really think that we could see the start of World War III should Israel decide to go after their neighboring country? How bad would it be for the United States? Would we really have to jump into this?" Well, I asked the question. Here's my question. Is it time to cut and run, like in Afghanistan, and dig in on what's going on in Iran? Do we have an advisory role only, and our big-time ally, ally is Israel, so we can't turn our back on Israel? And we're in this. I mean, we're in it in some form for sure. Whether it's weaponry or something else, we're in the middle of this. And it's been sanction after sanction after sanction. I counted up the other day, and I came up with 24 sanctions. Now, the squeeze on the banks has helped a little bit in trying to get Iran to budge a little. But I think we're in it. I mean, the answer to that question is we're in the middle of it, whatever it is that happens with Iran. It's a question of how deep are we going. I mean, are we supplying the weapon? Are we supplying the bomb that can burrow underground and hit the nuclear facility? Are we just backing them up and saying we're there, right there with you? You know, what? Ultimately, what is the role? I think it'll be a big one. Here's another one from David, who says, "I've been listening to the show, and I have to say I got a real big chuckle out of the weather tweets. I want to know how I can tweet you, because we've had some interesting weather lately in Missouri." You can tweet us by going to Real Radio. Real Radio Talk. Real Radio Talk it is. And you can actually hook up to my Twitter by going to the website. All roads start with the website, americatonight.net. It's easy. Just click on it. And you're in, and just tweet me the weather in your neighborhood, whatever it is. And today, especially with the tornadoes, actually Wednesday now going into Thursday, we've had some really crazy weather in the Northeast. It's been kind of wet, and we've seen in the West it's dry and warm. But in between, the weather conditions with the high winds just absolutely deadly. Stay with us. Odds and ends on the flip side.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgeazolin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Things to do on America Tonight, especially when we're heading for the exits, is tie everything up in a segment called Odds and Ends. At the top of the show, we mentioned the tornadoes that were the second worst kind of tornadoes you can have, 170 miles an hour in a place called Harrisburg, Illinois. You have 9 people dead, dozens of people hurt after these tornadoes just ripped through the Midwest, houses ripped to shreds. It's not about a house, though. It's more about the lives. If I'm in a neighborhood and it gets torn, just torn up like you've never seen, and we're walking around with tears in our eyes and we're trying to pick up some photos and mementos, we can deal. But if we're talking about hearing that children were killed, a house smashed down, pancake down on somebody, somebody was just literally sucked out of their chair and into a tornado from their home. This is some of the descriptions. That's pretty tough. It's not about the things. It's about the people. So we feel for the people I think, in Illinois, parts of Illinois and Missouri and Kentucky. It's rough stuff in Alabama. And we're talking about states of emergency all over the place, too, by the way. All right, here's a follow-up, which is perfect for odds and ends. I had my brother Patrick on the show. He's an attorney, talking about the ripple effects of this huge case that's happening that involves two Rutgers students. One is Tyler Clementi, who killed himself, who jumped off the George Washington Bridge because his roommate, Daron Ravi, who's 20 years old and is now facing charges including invasion of privacy and bias intimidation over the fact that he allegedly, anyway, secretly watched Clementi fooling around with a guy in the dorm, and this happened in September of 2010. So this is this hate crime thing and trying to pull it all together. Now, what we've seen in the case that's interesting is the man who was kissing Clementi, who's only ever been identified, by the way, as MB, might testify on Thursday. And when he does, that is the highest profile person, the highest profile testimony for sure, without a doubt, in this case. And I can imagine how powerful that probably will be. First person that we heard from was a former Rutgers student, Molly Wee, who said Ravi showed her a live web stream of Clementi kissing the guy in the dorm room that they shared together. She said she saw about 2 seconds of Clementi and the older man. So, you know, university cops ended up being called a couple of days later about a Twitter message that Ravi posted when Clementi requested privacy in his room. And so, you know, here's the thing. This had gone on, I guess was going to go on a second time. So the judge is making some interesting rulings, and this thing has just begun because it's probably going to be maybe a month or so, let's say. So the jurors in this trial of the student I mentioned who's accused of using the webcam to spy on his roommate kissing this guy, they're saying now that they can't hear, the judge said, about an email, a little passage in an email, where the roommate called the student's behavior wildly inappropriate. That ruling came in this trial because they're saying they didn't want the judge is saying they didn't want the jury to hear about the email passage where he said he thought his privacy had been violated and that he was extremely uncomfortable sharing a room with someone who would act that way. Let me tell you, this does have the potential for rippling effects because webcam pranks, privacy, roommate issues. You know, when you go to college and you think of the money, too, that you have to shell out going to school, and it's random. I mean, how many people listening to me got stuck with XYZ roommate and you just couldn't get along, so they switched up roommates? That happened all the time in my dorm at Ohio University in the very beginning when you were a freshman. There just were personality clashes or other things that happened where there was massive requests for roommate changes. In this case, the kid was felt so violated. There was something that was inside him that just clicked to feel like he had to go and jump off a bridge. And I think this plays a part in it. And imagine where this could be headed, depending on what the jury decides. So it's about the Rutgers student who spied on a gay roommate and exposed him because people did not apparently know that he was gay, and plus exposed him with this live. It wasn't posted all over the Internet. The story was posted all over the Internet once all of it broke, but the webcam showing people the live webcam was the thing that set him off. And that part is sad no matter what happens here, no matter what the legal ramifications are. I think that's the saddest thing of the whole deal. All right, moving along to another, because we're going to hear about this for a long time, moving along to another what I would call odds and ends kind of story. The, you know, I don't get it when people steal oddball things that I don't know, I can't see what the value is. I mean, we get it when people are ripping off copper wire. It's terrible, but it's for a purpose because they're going to make some bucks on it and they want the money. So that's what's happening with new builds and certain buildings when houses are foreclosed or stuff like that. They're going after the copper wire. Some people in the construction business have had to hire guards because they're worried about what's happening with the copper, you know, how much of that is being yanked out. But there's a museum that had about $1 million worth of coins stolen from it. And the collections manager, it's at the American Association Museum in Colorado Springs, Colorado. He entered a guilty plea in a federal court in Wilmington, Delaware, rather, to stealing about 300 historically significant, they say, rare coins and other patterns that were valued at that $1 million that I mentioned. The items were these world coins and pretty high profile. So Wyatt Yeager, his name is, was the collections manager for about 3 months. And this was a couple of years ago, and apparently he was pocketing the coins and trying to do whatever he could to fence them. So, you know, for doing that, how much do you think you would get? You know what the penalty is? A maximum statutory penalty of 10 years in prison, $250,000 fine, and a slew of other restitution things that he would have to meet. So what happened was he embezzled them. So, again, you work at the place, you'd be a prime suspect, you're embezzling almost $500,000 worth of coins, selling them at auctions, including one that happened in Baltimore, one in St. Louis, one in Melbourne, Australia, and seemingly he thought he was getting away with it. So how does a guy like that get busted? Well, the rarer the coins, think about it, you're leaving breadcrumbs, you're leaving a trail, and that's what he was doing. So he left breadcrumbs, and eventually you had a consulting firm that specializes in stolen art and collectibles. They investigate, they get the stolen coins, and they eventually nail this idiot, and they recovered, I guess, about 32 of the coins, and now he faces that hefty possibility of some serious jail time for that. So it's like you ask yourself, is it worth it? Did you really know what you were doing? Are you kidding? All right, this is the last one that we're going to talk about here, and this is somebody that I had a chance to interview once, very, very long time ago, and it was in El Paso, Texas, when the Monkees were playing there. But Davy Jones, you know, famous for Daydream Believer and a slew of other songs for the Monkees, dead at the age of 66, and a lot of long, long time ago, a lot of people, I think, had some crushes on Davy Jones, and probably because of the Monkees' music, that song was played so many times. Apparently, he died of a heart attack in Indiantown, Florida, which is where he was living, and he performed his last concert because he was still out there singing and working it, February 19th in Oklahoma. You know, we've had some of his mates on. Mickey Dolenz has been on the show. 1966, they all hooked up. Daydream Believer, biggest hit. Last Train to Clarksville, you know who the Monkees are. Davy Jones, dead at the age of 66.